How about, one thing that I find is like what you said, it took so long to come up with all the different songs on the album, and every song is different. You have Calypso influences, you have reggae influences, you have the new cool sound with one, you have heavy metal with Dirty Diane.
I love Dirty Diane.
That's one of my favorites. Why?
Because it's a life story of a groupie. I hate to say the word groupie, but that's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And it's something that I've experienced, and a lot of people who grew up on the road, like me. I mean, I don't remember not performing.
Mm-hmm.
And
do you feel as though you missed out on something by not remembering, not performing?
Of course, but I've gained a lot too.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people never get out of their hometown, get to see other wonderful places. A lot of kids read about things that I get to see in person all over the world, in different places. So that's, I'm so happy about that. I mean, you never can have everything.
How does it feel when you go in to do a concert somewhere and literally there are tens of thousands of people that are rushing over to you just to get a glimpse?
That's a wonderful feeling, especially when you see them smiling, and I love the fans. I think it's very sweet. I feel thankful is how I feel. I really do. I don't take any of it for granted.
What would you say, what interests you most about life?
What interests me most about life is learning, finding out new things, exploring different worlds. I'm so interested in the human anatomy now, the brain, and
mm-hmm.
and so many different things like that, and the bones and everything.
I know that, and you know, this is a sensitive area, but you were very much interested in the bones of the elephant man, John Merrick.
Yes.
Is that because of your anatomical interest?
Yes, I've been to the London School for Doctors twice, and I visited John Merrick's remains, who I feel a closeness to. I love the story of the elephant man. A very sad story.
Would you someday like to do maybe a remake of the movie or the play?
Maybe, but I feel it's been done so well already with David Lynch, and
right.
I think it was John Hurt who played.
That's right, who played
John
in the
Merrick,
movie.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think I could contribute any better than what they've done.
The part that I like best is when, after he gains confidence, and then he's back on his way after having gone to the carny, they stole him out of the hospital. And then he's inside the subway station. And then finally he has to yell a sigh of...
Yeah, leave me alone.
Leave me alone, I'm not an animal.
I'm a human being.
Do we as human beings treat people as animals too many times?
I think so. Man's inhumanity to man, I mean, that's what war is all about.
Sure.
So many of the problems in the past.
Are you scared of war?
I don't think anybody likes war and truth. No, I don't like war. I like mm-hmm. peace. I'm a peaceful person.
Do you ever think about ever being an ambassador or anything like that? The fact that you're accepted around this whole world. You ever think about being some type of an ambassador?
I feel I'm that already with my music and what I've done with music, because it breaks all barriers. I don't have to make a political statement. I do all of that with music.
Mm-hmm.
It breaks all language barriers and everything to all races of people. It goes all over the world. And it's fun to see kids from India or whatever country you name, you know, who know about the music.
Okay. Last question, sure. This will be about the tour. Appreciate the time. Can you...
Hold on one second.
Okay.
Okay.
Why did you choose to start your worldwide tour in Japan and not really give your fans here in America a chance to see you until the end of the year?
Well, as you remember, the Victory Tour was all American, and the rest of the world didn't get anything. So it's good to be fair, you know. And actually, I think it's more fair because the show would be much better when we get here. The worst thing to me personally to see uh-huh. is an opening show because, you know, it's not as tight as it can be.
Sure.
And it was something that my manager had done and the people who work for me, wherever they book it, if I like it, I'll go. You know, and I like Japan. I've been there before.
Any apprehension about touring by yourself for the first time?
I've done so much solo work. Even when I was was little, 13, solo albums, solo appearances on TV shows, and it is just another road. But of course you always think and feel things. I don't see Marlon next to me, I don't feel Jermaine, I don't, you know.
Sure.